the last word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
Now, we will have Charlie Weston back with us tomorrow for our normal Wednesday money piece, but we've asked him to join us again today to talk to us about a survey by KBC Bank into consumer confidence, because it does say some interesting things about how people are now finding the experience of the COVID-19 lockdown on their finances. Charlie, thank you very much for joining us. The expectation had been that there was going to be a pent-up demand of loads of money saved that would be spent by many people when the restrictions started easing. But by the sounds of this survey, the reality is a lot of people are in a lot of financial bother. Tell us about it.
You're right, Matt. I mean, all the economic discussion up to now has been about this pent-up demand, this build-up of savings among, you know, the luckier people in the secure jobs, the ones who can work from home, that Zoom divide thing, you know, they're able to do their job from their spare room once they have good broadband. But there's a whole lot of people out there who have been very negatively impacted. And it's not been picked up on quite often enough. So this KBC Bank Consumer Sentiment Index, it's normally just a very broad brush survey of the confidence or otherwise of consumers, whether it's up or down. But they asked some interesting questions this time. They asked people, have you been negatively impacted by the pandemic? And 51% said yes, they had been negatively impacted. 12% said they hadn't been. And another, about a third, said, you know, it's neither here nor there. But 12% said that they saw an improvement. Another third said it was neither here nor there. So what that's telling us, I suppose, is that there's half the population out there feel that they've lost in some way. They're either on the PUP payment, maybe they're on reduced hours, you know, they're on the wage subsidy, or in other ways, you know, they can't go back to work because of child minding issues. So, and the aspect of it that was interesting as well is these people were asked, how long do you think that'll last? And they said between 1 and 2 years. So what this is saying is, look, there's an economic scarring thing going on here, and that rather than talking about pent-up demand and the expectation that there'll be lots of spending from these people who've managed to save money during the pandemic and the lockdowns, what we're going to see is a lot of people who are going to take at least a year, maybe 2 years, to recover from the economic impact of the pandemic.
Yeah, it is. I suppose it's logical when you think about it, when you have about 500,000 people on the PUP, depending on what particular week it is. When you have so many people who have debts, they might be eating into their cash savings, that this is the situation, that it was maybe unrealistic to be talking about all of these people who still had money that they would spend when they could.
You know, you're absolutely right, Matt. There are people who are out of work now for over a year, some of them. You know, they're down financially. There's only so long as well that you can defer repayments on loans like mortgages or other payments. You know, they might be struggling to pay rent. Some of them may have, even though they're adults, may have had to move back in with parents and stuff like that. So it has been a very difficult year so far, and it's not clear when as well this will end. And it's also a generational thing as well, Matt. You know, I mean, a lot of the people on PUP payments in particular are younger people. You also have a situation as well where you have four different rates for the PUP payment. Now, for about three of those different rates, the people who get the €203 a week or the €250 or the €300 a week, they are largely replacing what they would have got when they were in work. You know, unfortunately, they were low paid before and they're getting a replacement now that almost matches what they're getting. But the highest payment of PUP, €350, that's for anybody who was earning €400 or more a week. Now, they might have been on €400, €500, €600, €800 even, the average wage, but they're only getting €400. So they're down half of what maybe or more, half of what they were getting. So even though the PUP is very generous, and there's two reports out today from the CSO and the Central Bank saying, you know, the people's household incomes would have been down by up to 30%, particularly lower-income families, if it wasn't for the PUP. It really has protected people. But there's a hell of a lot of people who are still, they're down heavily, you know, and they haven't been back to work. And could be a while before they go back to work as well. And they ended up building up bills for themselves and storing up, you know, financial commitments and liabilities. So it's something we need to explore far more.
Charlie, it does strike me that, you know, the debate since the turn of the year, since we've had the soaring number of new cases, thankfully now in decline, but 1,500 deaths so far this year, plus more than we had of all of 2020, that with some of it being blamed on what was regarded as a premature reopening of some businesses last Christmas or before Christmas, it's almost as if the economics disappeared out of the conversation. But I wonder, for how many people is it? It's not just the mental health issues of being stuck at home. It's the financial health issues which may lead to increased pressure on the government to open things up to let people get back to work so they can earn enough money to pay their bills.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right there. And interestingly, today we're seeing reports of a number of self-employed people, people who run beauticians and businesses like that, deciding, I can't cope anymore here. I have to pay the bills. I have to pay for the lights, the electricity. I'm opening up. So people are beginning to defy the restrictions. And I think you're absolutely right in what you say about NPHET. I mean, you know, they're, I mean, obviously they have a mandate to look at it purely on the health grounds, but you'd like to see maybe somebody with a younger, maybe, you know, an economics kind of view of things as part of that whole discussion that NPHET is making, because we probably need to widen out the debate. Of course we don't want people to die, we don't want people at risk, but you're absolutely right about the mental anguish and the financial aspect that people are in real trouble now at this stage. It's been going on for a year. It's proven to be very tough and prolonged. And there's a lot of people saying, I can't take this much longer financially and in other ways as well. I can't take this much longer. So a wider debate is probably needed. I think you're absolutely right there, Matt.
Okay, Charlie Weston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent, thank you for coming on an additional day. But we will talk to you at your normal time tomorrow again. There's other financial issues that I want to bring up with you in our weekly Money Spot.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.